This is the parallax for Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a major redistricting setback for Democrats, unfolding at a critical moment in the 2026 midterm race. The Virginia Supreme Court ruled 4-3 on Friday to strike down a voter-approved congressional redistricting map that Democrats had spent $64 million to pass. The map would have shifted Virginia's House delegation from a 6-5 Republican advantage to a projected 10-1 Democratic edge. Now, the court found it unconstitutional. And this is where the story gets interesting, because different outlets frame the same ruling in starkly different ways. NPR reports this as a major blow to Democrats' counter to Republican redistricting gains in other states. The Guardian emphasizes that Virginia Democrats are now filing motions for a stay, and notes the ruling follows a recent Supreme Court decision that opened the door for southern states to redraw majority black districts. But Fox News and the Daily Wire characterize the same ruling as striking down what they call a Democratic gerrymander, with the Daily Wire describing it as one of the most consequential rulings in Virginia's modern history. Axios, meanwhile, reports that Democrats have fallen into what one unnamed operative called anguish, with the quote, "California and Virginia were supposed to be our bigger ones." The outlet suggests Democrats now acknowledge they basically need to run the table in November to win the House. Turning to a story that's captured public imagination this week, the Pentagon released a sweeping batch of declassified files on Friday, documenting reported sightings of unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, spanning decades. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the files had been hidden behind classifications and that it's time the American people see it for themselves. The documents include transcripts from Apollo astronauts, Cold War-era reports, and recent military encounters. BBC reports the files contain video clips and audio recordings describing hovering objects and flashing lights. The Guardian highlights a 1969 debrief of Buzz Aldrin describing a sizable object near the lunar surface. And Fox News reports that Apollo astronauts described seeing lights like the 4th of July and objects sailing off into space. But here's where the coverage splits. Transparency advocates celebrated the release. Critics on both the left and right, however, as the Washington Examiner reports, suggested the timing was meant to distract from the Iran war, the Epstein case, and voter frustration over inflation. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand praised the release, which Fox News framed as a rare show of support from a Democrat for this administration. Now to the Middle East, where fighting continues in and around the Strait of Hormuz, even as diplomatic channels remain active. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Friday the U.S. is awaiting Iran's response to a proposed interim ceasefire deal. But Iran accused the U.S. of breaching a fragile ceasefire announced last month. The Guardian reports Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi saying that the U.S. attacks each time there is a diplomatic solution on the table. BBC reports Iran labeled the U.S. actions a reckless military adventure. Axios reports that Qatar is viewed by the White House as especially effective in negotiations with Iran, and that Pakistan has served as the official mediator since the war's start. The Washington Examiner reports President Trump threatened what he called Project Freedom Plus, expanded Navy escort operations through the Strait, if Iran refuses a deal. The economic ripples are spreading. Bloomberg reports that Chinese energy imports fell sharply in April as the near halt to Hormuz shipments choked a vital channel for crude oil and natural gas. And separately, the ECB is torn between acting too early or too late on inflation in response to the conflict. But there is one significant diplomatic development. President Trump announced Friday that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a 3-day ceasefire running Saturday through Monday, coinciding with Russia's Victory Day celebrations. The agreement includes a prisoner exchange of 1,000 soldiers from each side. Both Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Kremlin Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov confirmed the agreement. Trump posted on Truth Social that the ceasefire could be the beginning of the end of the war. BBC reports that Putin's Victory Day parade was scaled back and featured no tanks or military hardware, a notable constraint on what is typically one of Russia's most prominent annual military displays. That's the parallax for Saturday, May 9th. Thanks.